Good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Parshas Truma has three different dinyanim. Begins with the kaporis and the kruvim, and then it has the shulchan in the middle, and the menorah is the third and final topic. And the first and third are conjoined by the idea of miksha. I think if memory serves correctly, last year we developed that idea, what miksha really means. Two of the three elements in the chumash, chatzotzos being the third and final one that have miksha, we noted it connotes a certain holistic approach. So when it comes to the kruvim, the idea that there's miksha is the idea that the relationship between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is that we're inextricably linked to each other. We can't possibly be separated from each other. And the menorah is kiner mitzvah v'torah or is devei Torah aniyam b'mekomer v'ashir b'makom acher. Torah Hashem tamima, it connotes the unity of Torah. And the chatzotzos, we think it has something to do. The fact that Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Nentes accounts one mitzvah of the Eis Tzara, and then what seems like a completely opposite mitzvah of Yom Simcha Shechem, Modeichem, V'Rashechad Shechem, Mitzkatim B'Chatzot Tzoros, Olo L'Sichem V'Al Zivchechem, V'Ayulacham L'Zikaro. And so the idea of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu holistically, K'shem Shem Varchem Al Tova, Kach Mevarchem Al Hara. I think that we discussed last year. What I want to deal with is an area where Rashi, with characteristic anivos, indicates he's not sure exactly what the Kefil Hadvarim is all about. V'nu'ati l'chasham v'dibarati t'chamela kaparos mibein shnei akruvim asher al aron ha'idu seiz kol asher ha'atzaveh uscha el b'nei Yisrael. So why is it referred to, again, number one, as the aron ha'idus? And the previous pasuk, v'el ha'aron titenas ha'idus asher ha'tenu lecha. Lo yadati, Rashi says, lama nichbal. Sherei kvar nemar v'nasata al aron eis ha'idus. So it says, "V'yishlomer shaval lam yitshavodo aron levado below kaparos yitin tchila edus otelcho ve'achar kach yitin es hakaparos alav." So first the luchol should go in, and then the lid should go on. V'chin matzinuk shehikim es hamishkan nemar ve'yitin es haedus el haron ve'achar kach layasim es hakaparos al haron milmalas. The Ramban doesn't challenge that was the mitzias, but he says it's a funny way for the Torah to say ve'el haron yitin es haedus asher tenei lacha doesn't connote that, because the aron could be with the kaporis on top of it. So the Ramban, it's hard to know exactly what he's saying, because these are certainly divrei Kabbalah, but I'd like to read the Ramban at least, and then if this isn't what the Ramban is actually saying, which I admit is a distinct possibility, I'd like to make the suggestion why we have the seeming kefil hadvarim. Well, Perusha says the Ramban, ki bavor sheyitzav bekruvim liosam persech kenafayim lemala velo amar lama yaseklal umashi yisham shu b'mishkan. And if I could add on, without being gorei, I would say, right, as Chazal tell us, lo sasu niti, lo ichasav, lo izahav, lo sasu lacham, you have to be choshesh, that any deviation, the kruvim, is already in the gather of Avodah Zarah, so it's a big risk. So what exactly are we doing with them? V'lama yiyah b'inyin azeh, v'kach amar atav v'nasata kaparasim kiruvav, shakol davar echad ala aron milmala. It's all one organic whole. Ki ala aron titen es haidus, asher ten lacha kidei sheyali kisei kabod, ki ani evoei l'chasham v'ashkin shchinasi aleim v'dibarati t'chamei l'kaporos mibein shnei akruvim b'avur shehu al aron ha'idus. Then he gets into the merkavas that Yechezkel sees. So he says it's not telling you factually that you should put the luchos into the aron again, that we know, but it's telling you why the kruvim are significant. And the reason the kruvim are significant is because the luchos are inside of the Aron. So it could be that this is what the Ramban means, it could be that I'm taking a liberty, but what I would suggest the idea is very critical. Right? The idea of Inuati Lechashama, Miben Shnei Akruvim Asher L'Aron Eidus, a person might think, you know, spirituality is, you know, about connecting to Kaddish Baruch Hu in some, again, highly esoteric way that we discussed yesterday, and that, you know, the Mikdash is some other realm, and it's Paltaren Shomelech, and certain aspects of that it might be true. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is be rooted. V'no'ati l'chosham b'dibarati t'cha mi'al ha'kaporos mi'bein shnei akruvim asher al aron ha'idus. You want to have a relationship with me that really is a mutzav arza v'rosha magia ha'shamayim ha'sochachim b'chan v'hem al kaporos, reaching for the very heavens. You want to have that relationship. It has to be completely rooted in the luchos ha'edus, in the Torah itself. In Ramach mitzvah saseh, in Shisa mitzvah slo saseh, and mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and mitzvah midivreihem. And that's the foundation of all of our avodas Hashem. And that's the foundation. You want to you know, hear, quote unquote, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nu'ati l'chasham, mibeinu shnei akrubim, asher alaron haidus, the essence of it all, like we talked about yesterday, the Keser Torah exceeds the Keser Kahuna and the Keser Malchus. There's a reason the Aaron comes first, there's a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak me'al ha'mizbeach, or even for that matter, me'al ha'shulchan, or any other place. He speaks, asher alaron haidus, he speaks. Right, if you want to have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's all predicated on fealty to the Torah. And so there's no kefil hadvarim. We're talking about why is it that we're zocha to hear the voice of Hashem. And o'ati l'chasham, it's because it's mibein shnei akrivim, asher al aron ha'idus. So what the Torah tells us, and I think that this is what the Ramban is saying, again, v'nasata el haron is ha'idus asher eteni lecha, is it's telling you why this is the place that's chosen to be the point of rendezvous between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael.